This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, welcome back to Life Sculptors. I'm your host, Dante Poole. This is the Life Sculptors podcast where we help your life take shape. I am really excited to be back with you for another episode where we just unpack some life issues that, man, we just need a little conversation about. And so thank you for continuing to watch and to like and to share. So many great things have happened since I've seen you last or talked to you last. My TEDx talk has been posted on the TEDx website or on the TEDx YouTube channel, should I say. It is live on the channel, and I am just so, man, grateful for the opportunity to give voice to things that matter, to offer solutions to real life problems on a stage like that. And so if you get a chance, it's called Fostering Fortitude, Developing a Path to Educator Resilience. And I love me some resilience, y'all. I just think we all could continue to develop and work at it because I think it makes us more successful, efficient, and effective in our lives. And so if you get a chance, please watch it. Leave a comment, please. Share it with others that you know need to hear this message. The other opportunity that's coming is on July 23rd, I'm offering a reset for educators. So many people give so much of themselves, particularly teachers. They give so much of themselves. And at the end of the school year, they're exhausted because they have just given it all, trying to finish the school year strong with their students, and they are enjoying a well-deserved moment during the summer. But the summer is going to be coming to an end, and I'm going to have to get back at it. And I want to continue to retool them with strategies to be resilient throughout the school year. And so if you know someone who needs to attend, go ahead, visit my website, visit my YouTube, find it out there. I'm on all the social medias, everything. And so Instagram and, you know, X or Twitter or Facebook or TikTok or whatever, you can find it on there. I'll continue to post about it. Hope you have a chance to be a part of that. All right. You know I love some children's books. Like, I will find myself on the floor in a bookstore in the children's section just reading books. And I'm telling you, sometimes parents and their kids, they look at me really strange because I'm there. I don't have any kids with me. I'm laying on the floor with books all around me. I am trying to mine for gold. I'm looking for the next great read. And so during one of my episodes at the bookstore on the floor, I came across this book. It's called Buffalo Fluffalo by Bess Cobb and illustrated by Aaron Cron. Y'all, let's get into this read today. Let's get into it. Okay, there once was a buffalo. I'm sorry. Actually, it says, there once was a buffalo fluffalo. A snuffalo, scruffalo, surly old buffalo, who was ever so snarly and gnarly and tuffalo. I'm the buffalo fluffalo. I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've had enoughalo. Well, one day, old Fluff was especially miffed. A hammy old ram clomped up with a gift. I noticed you take a nap in the shade. So here's a big floppy wool hat that I made. Ram, he mooed in a manner so tuffalo. You must go away. I must rebuffalo. I don't need your rammy old hammy old help. It makes me want to stammer and yammer and yelp. The ram slunk away with his warm woolly stuffalo, and old Mr. Buffalo snarled and he snuffaloed. I'm the buffalo fluffalo. I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've had enuffalo. A prairie dog passed by mean Mr. Proofly. Excuse me, sir, I don't mean to sound goofily, but would you like to join me for flippies and funnels and romp and race in my tubular tunnels? Silly old weasel, cried Buffalo Fluffalo. I can't play in your tunnels on account of my fluffalo. Leave me in peace. Go back to your burrow. Let me stomp around while I frown and I furrow. I'm Buffalo Fluffalo, I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've had enuffalo. Then a squawky old crow perched on Fluffalo's horn, and Fluff looked at him with a sneer and a scorn. Hi there, old pal, said this crow with a smile. Want a chitter chat and catch up for a while? No way, Fluffalo huffaloed, his fur standing on end. I'm far too huffy to have time for friends. That's too bad, squawked the mangy old crow, because you seem like a guy I'd like to know. And just as Fluffalo reared up to shout, a dark, doomy cloud blocked the sun out. With a rumble and a grumble and a bangy loud blark, the whole prairie and mountains were covered in dark. Then, with one final thundery, blundery blup, the humpiest, heaviest cloud opened up. And down came the rain with a splash and a spluffalo right on the head of Buffalo Fluffalo. Squawk, said the crow with a grin on his beak. Why, Buffalo Fluffalo's just a pipsqueak. Oh, I got to show you this. I got to show you. Oh, my goodness. Then Rammy and Prairie Dog gathered to see that indeed Mr. Fluff was so very... wee. Look, cried the ram, it's old Mr. Fluff, so little and piddle, all wet in the buff. Everyone gawked, from the mice to the snakes, even the scaly old fish in the lakes. Fluff shouted out, don't look at me. I'm not little, I'm tough as can be. He shimmied and shook to repuff his fluff. Then he snarled and he gnarled and he stomped with a huff. I'm the Buffalo Fluffalo, I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've... Step, said the ram. You don't have to act tough. We like you just fine without your puff. He's right, said the prairie dog, a smile in her eyes. You're great how you are, no matter your size. I am, sniffed the buffalo, who wasn't so fluffalo. I'm sorry for being so grumbly and tuffalo. Without my fluff, I'm tiny and missable. No, called the crowd, you're huggly and snuggly kissable. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, y'all. Oh, my goodness. And all of the creatures, from the bats to the bugs, covered old Fluff with kisses and hugs. And that's how the story of Fluffalo ends, with a happy old buffalo snuggling with friends. So amazing, y'all. Have you ever come across or interacted with someone who was just mean? I mean, they are abrasive, and they are hard to connect with because they push people away and they just don't seem to get along with anyone. Can you hear them saying, "I'm Buffalo Fluffalo, I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've had enuffalo." I know you're going to be giggling every time you see a mean person now because you're going to remember that. But because I'm curious about people, I wonder, like, what happened in their lives that made them build a fortress around themselves? See, babies aren't born like this. Like, babies are kissable and snuggable and huggable. And typically young children, they aren't this way either. They're open. They hug you. They're accepting. Especially if you feel safe to them, they're all about you, right? But along the way, life happens to us, and we get insulated. We get insulated. Oh my gosh, to insulate. It means to cover up something. It's to wrap something or someone with something that protects them against loss or limits access or prevents intrusions or unwanted connection or interaction. We know insulation because it's in our homes, in our houses, in apartments, or wherever you live. On the other side of that sheetrock is some insulation. And insulation, historically, it was made of asbestos, first of all. And we knew that was carcinogenic because you can't disturb it. You got to wear these masks. You got to put like a whole hazmat suit to remove asbestos from places. It was what we had at the time. And then we started using fiberglass. And fiberglass has got the pink little fluffy things. It almost looks like cotton candy, and they staple it inside the walls. And then modern technology just got really good and say they're going to use foam, and they spray the foam. And just by the way, all of just so you know, there's no safe insulation. It all has something, some kind of chemical or something in it that could mess with your breathing, and which is why it's behind the walls and we staple it and we don't disturb it and we leave it alone. Anyhow, the point of insulation, though, is to slow the spread of heat or cold or noise. Mm-hmm. And at first glance, we see Mr. Buffalo Fluffalo. He seems to have insulated himself from the others in the prairie with his big, puffy fluff and big, puffy attitude. His mantra? You know it now. I'm Buffalo Fluffalo. I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've had enoughalo. What? Like, what did he have enough of? Like, there's no context, right, to what happened to Buffalo that made him show up this way in life. And I think that that's the case with some people that we come across, right? They show up in life a certain way, and we don't know how or why they showed up that way. We just know they heave and they huffalo because they've had enoughalo. Man, to heave means to lift or throw or move something heavy with great effort. Yes. And so negativity is heavy, like resentment and bitterness and unforgiveness or anger or sadness or loneliness or shame. They are heavy, negative emotions, and they're tied to something substantive. They came from something that happened, whether it was an issue or a situation or a memory or an experience that we've had. Oh, and when people are stuck carrying or heaving these negative emotions, they don't just heave them from one side of the room to the other. They heave them at other people. Yeah. So to heave means that. But then he also would huff. And what does huffing mean? It means to express your annoyance or offense in an obvious and threatening way. right? This is not just, I'm just mad. To huff means I do it in a threatening and obvious way. Another definition said that it is a fit of petty annoyance. Oh, we know about being petty, right? It's like we'll take something and we will just keep on it and on it and on it and on it and on it. But let me tell you something. Huffing is an expression of exhaustion. Yep. It is an expression of exhaustion. It is an audible sound of breathing out. Oh, you know. Like if you're a parent and you tell your kid to go wash the clothes or to clean the kitchen or clean their room or do their homework or whatever, and they go, first of all, you just want to peel the skin off of them because you're like, do you know I'm feeding you and clothing you and doing all these things, and all I'm asking you to do is take care of your responsibility. That's a different conversation. But we huff when our boss asks us to do something or when someone...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Demand something of us that we won't want to give, or when we feel some kind of way about the person asking us, we get to huff. Now, insulation is not a bad thing. It's not. As a matter of fact, healthy relationships, they need insulation, right? Because things happen that offend us, and so we need to create some insulation so we can navigate it. We call it a boundary, right? Creating a boundary. It's important, but it's got to be done thoughtfully. And it requires us to be responsive versus being reactive. When I'm reactive to things, it means I'm not being self-regulated well. My self-regulation is off. I am being led by my emotions and not led by my thinking. And when I'm led by my emotions, then what I tend to do is I will apply solutions to things. I will apply strategies to things based on my emotions and not based on what's best for the situation. There's an author of Boundaries. I can't call his name right now. I think it's Henry Cloud. He says that boundaries, there are three kinds. There's a picket fence. A picket fence is permeable. That means things can come in and out easily of a picket fence, right? Because the holes in the fence are kind of wide. And so they're really not meant to keep a whole lot out or a whole lot in. It's just really... you know, things can move easily between. And then there's a gate. There's like a chain link fence, right? And that fence is semi-permeable. Some things can get in and some things can get out, right? And then there is the brick wall. And the brick wall is not permeable at all. Like nothing gets in, but nothing gets out. So when we're determining the kind of boundary we need to apply to a situation, really requires us to be thoughtful about it, because not every situation requires a brick wall. Although there are some people that's what they do, no matter what. They just build walls. And then they get trapped in their own castle that they've built for themselves. Some would even call it a prison. And so reactive is dependent on others, but a responsive it's when I'm being responsive, should I say, it really is dependent on my own self-regulation. And when my efforts to establish a boundary or to insulate are not successful, then I might end up building a fortress that results in isolation. Like sometimes the anger that people experience because of an offense is really about the shame they feel because of what happened to them. And our shame will have us feeling like we're unworthy of love or unworthy of attention or unworthy of a relationship or unworthy of support. Shame has a way of causing us to isolate. And listen, there's nothing wrong with some alone time. Like, we all need solitude is the word that we use for that. We all need some solitude. We need some time away from others so that we can reflect on our needs, on our own well-being, on what we're thinking and feeling. Because sometimes it's hard to think when there's a lot of moving parts around you. You just need to kind of get away and have a moment to kind of debrief with yourself and to reflect and to set goals and to understand what you need so you can articulate or communicate it well. We all need some times of solitude, but solitude can turn into isolation if we're not careful. And when it turns to isolation, then it leaves room for depression and social anxiety to develop. Creating boundaries is a necessary skill for healthy relationships. It's necessary. And the type of boundary we build will determine whether or not we're cutting off an important life resource. Can I tell you what that life resource is? Relationships. We need relationships like we need food and air and water and blood. We need relationships. They are not optional. See, you know this because when babies are born, they have to have this attachment, this connection with the mother. And when they don't, it creates all kinds of issues in their lives. I'm telling you, babies aren't the only ones who need attachment. People need relationships. If someone you know has cut themselves off from everyone, it's probably more urgent than you think. And it may require some form of intervention. Isolation in relationships, it shows up in very interesting ways. It could be an annoyance, like that person just seems annoyed all the time. Or they become overly confrontational. Are they just cut off emotionally or cut off relationally or cut off physically? They're just getting away. Some other signs of isolation, it's like you have a sense of feeling alone, even though you have platonic or intimate relationships with others. Or you feel like no one understands you. I mean, no one understands you. Or you avoid close relationships because you're afraid that you're going to get hurt. Or maybe you keep a distance from others because you don't trust anybody. If you go through long periods of not interacting with others, you're isolating. And these are just some of the indications that you may have built a fortress around yourself. So how can we insulate instead of isolate, right? Again, boundaries, they help us insulate appropriately. And we can't always create the physical distance that we want from people. For example, like if there's somebody at work who just feel toxic, like I can't just quit my job and go work somewhere else. Like that takes a little thought, right? Because you know, I got to work so we can pay bills and eat and have a place to stay. You know, like I got to take care of that responsibility. And sometimes the person is a family member. Like, what do you do when the family member's toxic and you know y'all gonna just show up to the event that the family's having? And you're like, you show up and you're hoping that they had something else to do because you don't even want to be in the space with them. It's not easy to get away. Sometimes the person is in your house. Oh my goodness. And so it takes a little effort. Like Buffalo, he was using isolation really as a tool for all his relationships instead of insulation. That's really where he was getting to. It's like, leave me alone. I've had enough alone, right? Not letting anybody in. So and listen, we can only use the tools we have in our toolbox, first of all. And when we learn to use those tools the right way, we discover that we can be more skilled at using them. Situations and relationships are nuanced. Nuance. You gotta finesse it, y'all. You can't just apply the same strategy to every situation. You gotta think it through. Thinking my way through instead of feeling my way through. So if I want to get better at insulation, then I have to start here. Insulation requires honesty. Like the surly old Buffalo, he was stuck in his thinking and his acting because of what he had been through, and he may have been going through that for a long time, so that it was no longer just a situation or a circumstance. It had become his lifestyle. I'm telling you, he needed to be seen by his community. His needs even were being seen by his community. Like the one character said, you take naps in the shade. How about a hat? The ram did. He chased the rat. The prairie dog's like, come play with me. You need play in your life. And he's like, I don't need no play. Get out of here. You know, and the crow was coming. It's like, yo, I get like to get to know you. It's like, get out of here. I don't need no friends. Beat it. Leave me in peace, he says. Like, he wasn't at peace because he wasn't being honest with himself. And I will tell you, we will hide behind our hurt and we will project out to others confidence and a false sense of strength. And it's all a mirage because we aren't being honest with ourselves about what's really going on with us. All the while, beneath all of that huff and that puff is a really tender heart that has been wounded in a relationship with someone else. So I could get honest about what's really going on with me, right? And in order for me to get honest, then I also have to be reflective. Insulation, it requires me to be reflective. I got to start looking at where this wound comes from. What happened? When you've been wounded and you've not dealt with it, you'll even resist anyone else's attempts at intimacy or connection. Just resist it because you haven't dealt with it. It's easier to push people away than to risk being hurt again. Don't avoid dealing with your issues. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. Others, they can see beyond your huffalo fluffalo, and they know that underneath that protective attitude is someone worth getting to know. And life has a way of exposing what you refuse to see or let go of. Like, anger is useful, but it's not intended to be your permanent state. And the volume of your angst is an indication of the depth of your hurt, not the girth of your strength. And so insulation, it requires you to be honest. Insulation requires you to be reflective. But insulation also requires community. Like, maybe you should stop protecting yourself from the very people who have been sent to help you and accept you. Like, we all need a friend like Ram who can call us to be more than the way we've been showing up in the world. We need people like that in our lives to say, come here. Come here. What's going on with you? Why are you showing up like this? Sometimes we need to reassess who we are so we can discover who we're meant to be. You don't need the puff or the fluff. And what Buffalo Fluffalo used to cover himself, it was not sufficient to give him the life that he wanted, the peace that he was after. And it won't for you either. But the love of his community, it was more than sufficient. So it makes me ask the question, like, what are you using to cover up? Like, what have you been using to insulate from real connection? See, one of our fears is that if I become open to that, then I become vulnerable. I become uncovered. Can I tell you, in a loving, supportive community, you're not uncovered. You are covered when you're in the right relationships. But you can't get to the right relationships if you isolate. See, so we need to stop perpetuating unhelpful and unhealthy habits or mental, emotional, and even relational habits, because they subtly undermine our effectiveness and our efforts to have peace. There was a word that I ran across recently that I think describes this. And it's going to take me to unpack it just a little bit so you can understand the connection, but it's called desiccated. D-E-S-I-C-C-A-T-E-D. Desiccated. I saw it on the outside of a package of coconut. It said desiccated coconut. Desiccated organic coconut, as a matter of fact. And I was like, what is that? So I looked it up, desiccated. It means lacking vitality, dried out, having had all the moisture removed. Oh my God. So when I isolate from people, when I isolate from my community, from when I isolate from relationships, then I become desiccated. I lack vitality. I'm drying out. And I need moisture in my life to be vital, living, expressive, healthy. And if you're friends with some Buffalo Fluffalos, keep seeing them for who they are. Like, don't let their puffiness and their huffiness keep you from persisting and finding ways to connect with them in meaningful ways. They need you more than they will admit it. And when the storms of life expose them, and it will, cover them in love, not in ridicule or that's what you get. No, ridicule and shame will dry them out. Cover them with love. Because this will create a safe space for them to regain their vitality. I'm going to leave you with this quote. I was watching. I'm kind of a Star Wars fan. I love, you know, appreciate a great Star Wars movie. And so on the Disney Plus channel, there's this new series called The Acolyte. And one of the characters said this, and it just stuck with me. He says, "We are not defined by what we lose. We are defined by what we survive." All right. I'm going to leave you with that. Listen, Buffalo Fluffalo, It's so good, y'all. Like, share, subscribe, comment, all the things, please, and thank you. This is Life Sculptors, where we help your life take shape. And remember this, you're enough. See you next time.